This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 692, entitled Biconscious Masculists Will Make Monoconscious Feminists' Lives a Misery. Description. Biconscious masculists have such a hatred of monoconscious feminists for their hypocrisy and geocide of the planet's population, caused by the fact that now two-thirds of young men in the US do not even date young women, who see young women as undateable, as too poisoned by feminism. So these monoconscious feminists have to be stopped by being converted to biconsciousness, or have their lives made miserable by the overwhelming moral pressure on them coming from a biconscious, masculisted society, especially by verbally violent, ideologically hateful, biconscious masculists, who will force monoconscious feminists to die slow, miserable deaths, rotting on the shelf, utterly ignored by men, not even pumped and dumped. Now the flyer itself. Biconscious masculists will make monoconscious feminists' lives a misery. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email ProfHugoDegaris@yahoo.com. Website ProfHugoDegaris.wordpress.com. This flyer argues that biconscious masculists are so fed up, angry and hateful towards the awful hypocrisy and misandry of monoconscious feminists towards men, that these men are increasingly out to make such monoconscious feminists' lives a misery by biting their fucking heads off, by stripping these women's men from their lives, and so verbally and ideologically assaulting them that their monoconscious feminist lives are made a misery, thus forcing these women to convert themselves into biconscious feminists and hence become a lot nicer to be with for men. There's a growing awareness amongst men, thanks to the teachings of the Manosphere, particularly by masculists, that monoconscious feminists are hypocrites who preach to women and to society that gender oppression is a one-way street and that women have every right to be misandrist due to the many gender crimes that men commit against women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. Masculists, on the other hand, know better, who see clearly that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that, in fact, women oppress men far, capital letters, worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades. The worst three ways, in brackets, the big three, that the masses keep harping on, being women's man's slavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering, see gender politics in a very different light than do monoconscious feminists. Anyone of either sex who studies these big three comes away with the conviction that indeed women do oppress men worse than vice versa, so are then confronted with the awful hypocrisy of monoconscious feminists who preach that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. So when someone of either sex who has been bi-conscious, that is, has learned some masculist ideas, comes across a monoconscious feminist, what will his slash her typical reaction be when facing the obvious hypocrisy of the monoconscious feminist who lashes out publicly against men's misogyny, whereas in reality, women gender oppress men worse? Probably that bi-conscious person will feel hostile towards that monoconscious feminist and challenge her with masculist claims that women oppress men worse than vice versa, and that feminist monoconsciousness is deeply hypocritical. If the biconscious person is a man, then he will probably be angry at monoconscious feminism's constant critique of men for the ways that men oppress women. Well-informed biconscious masculists will have a much stronger hostility and gender political hatred of monoconscious feminists, since these biconscious masculists see that monoconscious feminists are seen by biconscious masculists to be not only misandrous, male-dumping, feminazi cunts, but far worse, as indirect genociders, since these monoconscious feminists have so poisoned the minds of young women with their monoconscious feminist ideology that they have made these young women, quote, undateable. Say 2/3 of young men who, now in the US, refuse to even date young women. In brackets. A recent opinion poll taken by the reputable opinion polling company, Pew PW Research Center, in 2022, found that 63%, so that's nearly 2/3, of young men between 18 and 30 don't even date young women because they found that young women are, quote, undateable due to having had their minds too, quote, poisoned by feminism, unquote. Common sense says that if 2/3 of young men refuse to even date young women, then this is a demographic catastrophe that should be attracting the attention of politicians, since obviously it will only be a question of time, a few generations, before we wipe ourselves out due to not reproducing the next generation. The biconscious masculists see clearly that this demographic catastrophe has, as its root cause, the impact of monoconscious feminism on young women, poisoning them, teaching them to despise men for the gender crimes that men commit against women, as taught to them by feminism. Thus, biconscious masculists see monoconscious feminists not only as misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts, but worse, as indirect genociders who have to be stopped or we wipe ourselves out. This flyer is mainly about how young men can wipe out monoconscious feminists by applying such enormous moral pressure on them that these young women feel that if they don't convert themselves into becoming biconscious and hence make themselves a lot nicer to be with for men, then young biconscious masculists will make their lives so miserable that millions of young women will suicide, knowing that they will live future lives alone, rotting on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at, utterly rejected by masculists, who increasingly will be most men, as masculists and MGTOW ideas increase exponentially across the planet, until a saturation point is reached in which virtually all men have been influenced and educated by masculist and MGTOW ideas, who learn not to tolerate monoconscious feminazi cunts and punish them to death. So, how might this overwhelming moral pressure on young monoconscious feminist women to convert themselves into biconsciousness come about? The first thing that is needed is that masculist and MGTOW ideas need to become a lot more widespread, which is only a question of time. Already, in December 2024, there are probably now several million males across the planet who have had their masculist and MGTOW consciousnesses raised, who have learned of the toxicity of the divorce courts, who refuse to marry, who reject paternity, since they don't want to suffer the 1 in 4 chance of being butchered in the hated, fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system. They know about manslavery and refuse to be the dupe of a manslaving fluffy who expects to leech off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life. They know about forced fathering, for example, women's horrible gender crime of paternity fraud. They agree with the masculists who are pushing for the establishment of GECs, G-E-C's, Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is far from being the case in today's genocentric world in gender political terms. So, Starting essentially in the university campuses and then spreading to the high schools, biconscious maskers will see monoconscious feminist classmates who express their monoconscious feminist views and attitudes as sheer hypocrites, and will then harangue these young women, accusing them of hypocrisy and, far worse, genocide, due to their indirectly causing the birth rate crash, due to the fact that now two-thirds of young men refuse to even date young women. A well-informed bi-conscious masculist on campus or in a high school will not tolerate a monoconscious feminazi bigot and will bite her fucking head off with a verbally violent, ideologically hateful masculist diatribe, blowing her fucking head off saying such things as, quote, "Go fuck yourself, you hated, misandrist, hypocritical, feminazi bigot. Learn some masculism, you hated, monoconscious shit. Learn that gender oppression is very much a two-way street. And that you women oppress men far worse with your manslavery, your divorce rape, your forced fathering, etc., which are far more serious gender crimes against men than the relatively mild ways that men oppress women, with men's rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, etc. Learn some masculism, become bi-conscious, or we bi-conscious masculists will force you to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at, utterly rejected by men, both socially and sexually. As bi-conscious masculists, we are utterly fed up with your misandry, you hypocritical bigots. A lot of you are fat fours who don't bother to keep yourselves slim and sexually attractive to men. So slim, health-conscious, bi-conscious masculists cross you off in a tenth of a second, seeing you as sexually repulsive and hence wipe you off totally. We bi-conscious masculists have a very effective strategy to force you monoconscious feminazis to convert yourselves to bi-consciousness by learning some masculist ideas. And that is, we target the men in your lives by teaching them masculist ideas so that they become bi-conscious. If you remain stubbornly, hypocritically monoconscious, then the man in your life who is now bi-conscious will look upon your monoconsciousness as hypocrisy, as bigoted, as disgusting, and he will dump your ass. He will then seek out a relationship with a woman who is bi-conscious, who is a lot nicer to be with for a man, since she will have had her monoconscious anger at men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled by her female masculine anger at women for the ways that women oppress men. Bi-conscious women are so much nicer to be with for men, especially bi-conscious masculisted men who are fighting for the liberation of men from the awful decades-lasting gender crimes that women commit against men. Bi-conscious masculists have no patience nor tolerance for monoconscious feminazi bitches. So when they come across them, they crush them, saying to them, quote, "Go fuck yourselves, you hated monoconscious feminazi hypocrites. Go fuck yourselves, literally, because we bi-conscious masculisted men won't." Unquote. That's your punishment. So if you want to have a man in your life, if you want to have a baby and not have to pay for it all on your own, then you had better learn fast some masculism, or you're going to rot on the shelf, dying a slow, miserable death. Because no man will tolerate your feminazi bitchery, you hated feminazi cunt. So go away and die. Rot on the shelf. Learn some masculism, you misandrous feminazi shit. Or get off the stage. When men are collectively angry at men, at women, that is monoconscious feminists, then God help women. They will be crushed. So over the next few years, as millions of such verbally violent, ideologically hateful, gender political confrontations, such as the above, have taken place, millions of women will be converted into bi-conscious feminists and become a lot nicer to be with for men, So men will be more willing to have relationships with biconscious women and be more likely to give them their penises and later even their sperm. Once the campuses and high schools have been thus converted, masculist and MGTOW ideas will spread across the general culture as the media people take up masculist and MGTOW ideas and spread them via their media pieces to the masses, the millions, the billions across the planet, thus applying tremendous moral pressure on women to become FIPs, that's financially independent persons, who don't parasite off the money and labour of a man, who become bi-conscious and hence become a lot nicer for men to be with, who vote with men for the men faring of the gender laws by wiping out man slavery, by basing the divorce courts on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, via the creation of a FIP society, where girls particularly are socialized and educated to be FIPs, who do not expect to parasite for decades off the money and labour of a man, thus man slaving him, the most hated of gender crimes against men by women, as seen by the masculists. Once most people have been masculisted, that is, made bi-conscious, then the GECs, GCs, Gender Equality Committees, can be set up, which then men fare the gender laws, legislate the para, that's paternity rejection right, so that men have the same legislated right to reject an unwanted pregnancy as women have with their MARA, maternity rejection right, aka abortion right. So that men are not forced into paternity, thus manslaving them for two decades to pay for a kid he never wanted in the first place, which is a major gender crime that women commit daily in their millions with their hated forced fathering, one of the worst gender crimes that women commit against men. The more conscious a bi-conscious masculist is of the awful gender crimes that women commit against men,